Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. Wander into the eerie embrace of Tolkien's Old Forest, where ancient willows whisper secrets and shadows dance on golden afternoons. I'm Aaron, your host and Middle-earth Wanderer, and this is episode number 158 of Lore of the Rings, where we wander the world and works of J.R.R. Tolkien. And be sure to tap that follow or subscribe button. And your 5-star reviews are very precious to me, so be sure to leave a rating and review before you go. Lastly, this show grows only when you share it with your friends, so tap that share button and drop the link to somebody and invite them to wander Middle-earth with us. Now, let's wander. We pick up with Frodo and his hobbit friends as they leave the Shire, heading to Rivendell by way of the Old Forest. Last time we explored how forests are places of transformation, and even looked at some of the literary symbols in that chapter. Today we continue wandering through the 6th chapter of Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring, The Old Forest, and we'll be diving deep on how the forest itself is a character with agency and intentions, and how the forest overpowers Frodo. The forest begins its debut with at least 2 instances of foreshadowing that we need to look at in order to understand the importance of the forest as its own character. The first is when Fatty Bulger, at the very beginning of the chapter, says this to the hobbits as they're leaving, quote, "I only hope you will not need rescuing before the day is out, but good luck to you today and every day." That little hint from Fatty is something that we're going to want to keep in mind, and in fact, it's only a few pages later, where Merry actually has gotten the hobbits lost, and Pippin says, quote, "It has not taken you long to lose us." This little foreshadowing starts to signal in our minds as readers that there's a little bit of eeriness that's going to happen. There's a little bit of something unexpected that we probably ought to be on the lookout for. The next foreshadowing is after the hobbits have entered into the very edges of the Old Forest, Merry says to them, quote, "But something makes paths. Whenever one comes inside, one finds open tracks, but they seem to shift and change from time to time in a queer fashion." These shifting paths. These paths that move. Paths should not be something that move. They should be something that is built into the dirt, that something is there. It's always a path that it's there. But these paths change in the Old Forest. What is causing these paths to change? Well, this will partly be answered today by the forest itself. And also, what makes the paths? Something else altogether, which we'll get to in the next episode. But as the hobbits enter into the forest, they begin to get this feeling that the forest itself is actually a sentient being, that it has a will and agency of its own. We see this in this line, quote, "They all got an uncomfortable feeling that they were being watched with disapproval, deepening to dislike and even enmity." So the forest itself, while it doesn't start out straight up with hatred or anger or trying to destroy the hobbits, there's some sense of we're disturbing the peace and quiet and the stillness of a place where walking beings do not usually come. There's sort of this disapproval, sort of this staring down their nose at the hobbits as they're trying to pass through these trees. And thus this disapproval starts to escalate to dislike. Like, we don't like that you are here. Not that we just don't approve of it, but we actively do not like it. And that even starts to get up to something like enmity, a hatred for beings that can move along 2 legs. And this culminates when Pippin shouts out loud that he just wants the wood to let him through. He's like, we're not here to do anything, just let us through. But the wood really does not like that. Quote, "The wood seemed to become more crowded and more watchful." So everything that the hobbits do to try to pass through peacefully, or to just get through and just muddle, put their heads down and muddle through, the forest doesn't like that. The hobbits, you know, Pippin shouts, "Let us through!" The forest is going to crack down on that even harder. And we do find that the paths and the trees indeed do shift. As Merry says, after they get to the bonfire glade, he says, quote, well, these trees do shift. There is the bonfire glade in front of us, or I hope so, but the path to it seems to have moved away. And even after the hobbits have left the glade, the forest seems to relent, and the hobbits think that they will pass through without incident. But they actually will not, because soon they start to feel all around them, quote, the ill will of the wood. Remember, this wood is starting to, it disapproves of them, it dislikes them, there's enmity. Everything that the hobbits do, the wood is going to intervene and push them in a different direction. In response to feeling the ill will of this wood, Frodo tries to encourage the hobbits with a song, but he picks a rather bad song for the occasion. Probably should have thought this one through a little bit more. The song is all about woods failing, and the trees do not like that message. So how do the trees respond? With a threat. Quote, just behind them, a large branch fell from an old overhanging tree with a crash into the path. The trees seemed to close in before them. So these trees, while they might not be able to totally uproot themselves and move about, like we'll see later on in The Lord of the Rings, they have some power to move to some degree, and especially at least to express to make the hobbits feel like they are being overwhelmed and pressured by the trees. Eventually, the hobbits find a bare hill. They're able to take a little bit of a break, but Merry makes a fatal error. He mentions that they want to avoid the Withy Windle River, for it, quote, is said to be the queerest part of the whole wood, the center from which all the queerness comes. Such an admission is not a good thing for your enemies to know, for as soon as the hobbits attempt to move forward on their path, the forest intervenes, forcing them always down and to the right from their intended route. They struggle along until, unlike the forest, they relent and begin to, quote, simply follow a course chosen for them. But where does the forest take them? I love the hints in this next passage. It's a little bit long, but bear with me. Quote, a golden afternoon of late sunshine lay warm and drowsy upon the hidden land between. In the midst of it there wound lazily a dark river of brown water, bordered with ancient willows, arched over with willows, blocked with fallen willows, and flecked with thousands of faded willow leaves. The air was thick with them, fluttering yellow from the branches, for there was a warm and gentle breeze blowing softly in the valley, and the reeds were rustling and the willow boughs were creaking. Okay, there's a lot of clues built into this tiny little paragraph. First of all, if you didn't pick up on all of the willow references, then I'd say go back and listen to that again, because I think willow is mentioned 5-6 times in there. And no, we're not talking about the silly movie with Val Kilmer. What was that? I don't know how many years ago that was. Val Kilmer was the only redeeming thing in that whole movie. I am not a Willow movie fan, but I do love this passage. Back to Lord of the Rings, I do love this passage about all of the willows. But there's also some really hidden subtext in there of an afternoon, sunshine, warm wind. It's all feeling drowsy on this little hidden land. All of this is kind of setting us up for, hey, how about just take a lazy summer afternoon, maybe something that you'd want to take a break on, maybe take a nap, and just kind of relax under the shade of these ancient willows next to this winding little river on this warm, sunny, lazy afternoon. However, this is exactly the place that the hobbits wanted to avoid, the Withy Windle Valley, the origin of the Old Forest's strange powers. We'll get to that right after this break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide. The Forest has deliberately directed the hobbits to the center of its power, the Withy Windle Valley, where the Withy Windle River flows through the forest. Because Tolkien was a philologist or expert on languages, we need to break down that word, Withy Windle. Withy is an old English term for a willow tree or branch. And what is at the very center of the forest? This land of willows that the hobbits have wandered into, as well as a very powerful willow that they are about to encounter. Windle seems awfully related to the Old English word windan, meaning to wind or twist, which matches the description of the river itself, but more significantly, matches the path that the hobbits have taken through the forest. Their original way was twisted into being directed to this valley of the willows. Beyond these meanings, when I say Withy Windle out loud, it has a sort of whimsical magic to it, almost as if it's a word that can't be trusted, something that sounds innocent enough but is perhaps darker than it initially seems. The first sign of danger in this land of the willows is the sleepiness that starts to overpower the hobbits. Quote, "Sleepiness seemed to be creeping out of the ground and up their legs and falling softly out of the air upon their heads and eyes." This sleep permeates the very ground and air, unlike the sleepiness that occurred on another forest journey in Middle-earth, when Bilbo and the dwarves passed through the forest of Mirkwood. There, the fat dwarf Bomber fell into the river and was instantly asleep and had to be carried through the forest for days. The hobbits are feeling tired, they're feeling sleepy, so Frodo decides he's going to sit down by the bank of the river and cool his feet off in the nice, beautiful water, whereas Merry and Pippin sit with their backs against a, quote, "huge willow tree, old and hoary." Only Sam is able to see the ruse for what it is. He does sit down for a while, but he's able to feel that there's something uncanny, something unnatural, something maybe too powerful in this sleep that is coming upon the hobbits. As he stands up and he begins to push back against the sleepiness, a couple of things happen. There's a splash and a click, like a door being locked. Frodo is being held down by a root into the river. The tree is attempting to drown him. Sam is able to pull him back, but neither him nor Frodo fully understand that it was the tree who was attempting to drown him. Sam says, Frodo says, "I believe that root pushed me in." And Sam says, "Oh, you're only half dreaming." But any doubt about the danger of the willow tree is dispelled as they see or hear that Merry and Pippin are now locked into the trunk of the tree and they're being disappeared inside of the tree. Now, for those of you who haven't read the book, you might remember a scene in the extended edition of The Two Towers when Merry and Pippin are sucked into a tree and Treebeard has to save them. That scene was a direct lift from this moment in the chapter. So Sam and Frodo begin to beat and kick against the tree, but this has a really small reaction. Only a small, quote, "shiver" is noticeable. Plus, it seems the tree is laughing at them. This enmity has turned to full-on scorn and hubris against the hobbits. These beings with two legs and all the mobility in the world are no match for this great willow that has stood the test of time and outlasted many such creatures. But Frodo and Sam have another trick up their sleeve. They're going to attempt to burn the tree down with fire. As they get the fire started, it starts to lick some of the flames start to lick some of the leaves of the tree. But this gets a response of a full-on tremor through the tree. But it threatens to squeeze Merry and Pippin unless the fire is put out. The branches sway violently and, quote, "ripples of anger ran out over the whole forest" as a reaction to their fire. Sam and Frodo are at their wit's end. Merry and Pippin are almost going to be squeezed into two parts, so Sam does put out the fire, but Frodo starts running around calling out for help. It's unclear exactly who he thinks he's going to get help from, as they are lost in the middle of the old forest. In the end, Frodo feels, quote, desperate, lost, and witless. In less than one day, Frodo has led his friends from one danger into another. They're lost in the Old Forest, a place determined to destroy them. At every turn, the forest has outwitted them. Now two of his friends are in immediate mortal danger, and he has no more options left available to him. It's no wonder that he's feeling totally desperate. But it's in moments like this, when all hope seems lost, that a sudden, unlooked-for, good catastrophe can happen. We'll get to that next time. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to dive deeper into Tolkien's world? If you've ever struggled to read The Silmarillion, I've got just the thing for you. I've created a free guide packed with my best tips to help you conquer this epic book. Whether you're a seasoned reader or tackling it for the first time, this guide will make your journey through the first age of Middle-earth more rewarding than ever. Head over to ringspodcast.com to download your free guide today. Your adventure deeper into Middle-earth starts now. Visit ringspodcast.com today for your free guide.